The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are going to talk about empathic tendencies, empathy, whether you have it or you don't, what we can do about it, how we can make that a gift versus a hindrance. So we're going to spend the day on this show, or we're going to spend the hour talking about that, because if you are empathic, you know, we're obviously feeling a lot right now. Everybody's feeling everything that's going on with so much change. It's overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes we just want to avoid everything. And then at the same time, are we missing the opportunity of the gift that's in empathy? And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what it is. There's different types of it, some tips on how you can stop the drain. What do I mean by that? Stopping how it drains you because you feel life. Feeling life is part of the human experience. And I'm speaking from experience because I am an empathic, intuitive with my work. If I didn't have that part of me, I wouldn't be able to connect and do the intuitive work at all. I wouldn't be able to pick up on the different energies and frequencies that are part of the gift. We feel them all. We feel the good and the not so good, but there's ways to harness this and it strengthen and empower you versus drain you or make you feel like you can't do anything or you just feel stuck. Some people a lot more empathic than others. It's sometimes called highly sensitive people. And it's not that, this is a special group and not everybody has this. Everybody can work with it. Some people just aren't connected like that. And some people are a lot connected. I'm one of those that is a lot. I'm definitely would label myself highly sensitive when it comes to energies. I mean, I can feel the energy shift in a second with someone. If I'm talking with them, I can feel things that, you know, wait, okay, they're saying one thing, but it's not matching the frequency that I'm feeling coming from them. So if you know what, you know, sometimes that may resonate with you on what I'm saying. So I want to put out information right now in the show, in the work that I'm doing, and I'm working very hard on my website. I'm adding some things. We're about to add a little bit more on empathic work and law of attraction over on the site, very close to putting that on there. So if you want to stay in the loop on that, you can go over, join the newsletter if you want to. I also put out a Year of Abundance calendar, and that's something that you can, it's a PDF. You can just, that's a gift. That's something I wanted to give everybody rolling into 2021. Yes, there's a lot going on out there, but we can also put some focus on some different things. Even though in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of everything that's shifting and changing and the uncertainties, we can grasp and be part of the creative process in creating something different and new. We don't want to be afraid to do that when it feels like it's all over the place the way it does right now. And I understand that. So my work and what I'm going to focus on is what we can do, what we can work on and focus and give us a reprieve. Feeling proactive is very empowering, and feeling that, wait, I can focus on some other things, because there's a lot of focus on everything that's scary or not feeling right, but we can also focus on some things that make a huge difference in how we work with manifesting, law of attraction, the abundance and happiness, finance, whatever it is you're trying to work out. It's not just about money. It's not just about gaining material things. And we as a collective of people have really been going through a spiritual awakening like I've never seen. I mean, it's just so much going on. We had a, you know, big year last year. This year, we're still feeling some major shifting. Believe it or not, this year will be a little bit easier, but we are still going through some growing pains. And I know you know what I'm talking about. So if this empathy is a gift from within you, how can we harness that? So we're going to talk about that today. Also, this is a way for you to tap into your intuition. Empathy very much is connected to your intuitive abilities. And a lot of people seek out teachers of, like, I want to, you know, develop my connection to the angels or guides or to spirit, things like that. You want to connect. Well, that comes through intuition. That intuition is your gut feeling, but it's a little bit defined sometimes by different people as, you know, psychic is psychic and we're talking to mediums. And I can do a little bit of both actually, but you know, you can develop that. You can work with that, but your intuition is your energy. You're picking up things. You're acknowledging, you're recognizing there's shifts or changes, and you'll feel a sense of, wow, you know, it just feels like I need to do something else, or I need to go in a different direction. Your intuition connected to empathic because you can feel that, you see. Why is that? If you are connected and you have your empathic working in a healthy way, you will feel when, oh, that's a warning or a heads up, or I need to go a different direction. You'll also feel things that feel right for you, that feel like a sink for you. There's the gift in that, but we don't need it to tear us up. And there's things we can do to work with protecting. So a lot of times when I bring this topic up, there's a tendency to focus on all the toxic energies around us out there where it's coming from outside of you. Yes, I understand that. What I want you to focus on today is what you can do within, what you can do inside that will help basically shield you to where you're not absorbing those things that are going on around in the world. The world's going to be the world. Third dimension is going to be third dimension. I'm looking at 5D living, you know, a higher frequency of living from a higher perspective, from a soul growth level. And I'm sharing everything that I can. I'm constantly researching it. I'm working on it myself. I'm not going to even try to tell you I've got all the answers. I don't see how anybody could today with so much change so fast, but we know what we're picking up and we're feeling. Energetically, I feel the shifts in the tides. I know big changes are happening and coming. What I look for and what I try to focus on and what I want to help you do is, well, what can we do with this to make the most of it? How can we succeed and thrive and not get pulled under? And that's what I want to help you do. So that's what we're talking about. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us. I have my YouTube live chat open. If you guys are over there watching that live stream, that's also connected into my website. We're also over on Transformation Talk Radio if you're listening audio. So welcome to everyone. So let's just start diving into this. First of all, let's understand there's basically three different types of empathy. Okay. There's a cognitive, an emotional, and a compassionate. What's the difference? Cognitive. That's when you know how another person feels. You know what they might be thinking. You can feel it. Okay. Understand the perspective. It's basically concerned with intellect, thought, understanding. Okay, that's the one that most people in the spiritual communities or you're really focused with that, they understand that part. You can feel when someone's sad. That's the intuition. You can feel the sadness. You can feel that. You can actually, with some of my work, when I've done readings, I can feel the what is being portrayed by someone that's on the other side. You know, they don't necessarily have a physical body. In my work, everybody is alive. It's just some have a physical body, some don't. But when I'm working with people and I can feel that sadness, and when I was doing work, when I had an office, when I wasn't doing it like this before, when I had an office years ago, I would literally, when I was working with someone, I could feel their different processes and different emotions carried throughout the body. And at different, you know, because I used to work as an NMT, I used to work with pain management, natural pain management. And I was hands-on with that, you know, just working with athletes, working with injuries, working with older people, anybody, all ages that had different things going on. And I could feel these different memories and different things throughout their body. Didn't keep it from them. I just let them know because I didn't want to, you know, pry. But we carry that. And a lot of times I found that it was carried in the fascia level of our bodies. So cognitive is about feeling those feelings of someone else. Emotional empathy, that's another one. That's physically feeling. So there's a difference if you know how another person feels, but then you're actually feeling that physically. Now, we've heard about that too. You might feel that with close relationships. You may feel that with negative emotions, especially. You can really feel it. You just feel it. It affects you. If it's affecting you physically, okay? And then there's compassionate empathy. And this one is interesting because we don't want compassion to be unhealthy. There is a way to be compassionate without it being where you're denying your own self-care. Self-care is a very important part of being connected to empathy. You have to know your balances. You have to know when you need the timeout and the restoration, things like that. There's a lot of people out there that will put themselves first before others, but to the point where it's detrimental to them. There's a way to take care of other people. And see, being in the age of Aquarius, we are moving into humanitarian type of energy. And there'll be more of a sense of community. Like, we need to bring this together. We feel so splintered all over the place right now. And then if you are trying to work and be reconnected, you want to dive in. You want to be a participant. You want to help. With this energy rolling in, you want to help without it pulling you under. Okay. It's like the life raft guy. You know, you know, there's somebody drowning, you throw them the life raft, but you don't go in and sink with them. You don't drown with them. You help them. So compassion is another part of empathy. That's the three different types of empathy. So you may be feeling a little bit of all of them. Do you feel a little bit of all of them? Let me see how everybody's doing over here before I keep going. So that's the three types. So I have a question from the chat. I could use guidance as an empath and how to stay balanced with the energy surrounding us. Stuck is a common symptom. I suffer at times. Could use your guidance. And we are going to go over that today. Yes. I have that. That's going to be part of the show and tips. So just hang in there. Absolutely. So your question is on the chart already to be answered. So good intuition there. So let's go into some signs that you are empathic already. And you'll recognize these. You probably have one or all of them. Empaths, they're great listeners. Now, there's other people that wouldn't be as empathic on that one if they just listen to themselves or they don't listen at all. Do you listen in conversations? I mean, we have to listen and we have to communicate. Communication is two-way, not just one way. Are you a great listener? Do you actually listen in conversations? That's one indication that you are an empathic. Great listeners, they listen, but they also speak and they're mindful. they are actually taking a conversation to heart. You know, it's important. It's important to them. Empathic people put others first. So that's a big one there. It also can take you, that can be challenging. There is a way to take care of others without it being unbalanced. So just keep that in mind. That's the thing you don't want to do is neglect yourself. So, and sometimes this guilt will roll in with that side of it where, wait, no, I need to take care of them first. And then I'll take care of me, to the point where now you're so run down or you're so exhausted and drained. That's one of the tips right there. If there was a balance and you know you need some rest and restoration, so then you can go back and help again, you'll be able to help so much more and you won't feel the drain. So that's one of the ways to stop the drain. Natural leaders. Okay. Natural leaders that people trust. You know, they feel comfortable. They'll ask you. And what I mean by a natural leader is, do people come to you asking for advice? I take that very humbly. At one point, before I was even doing radio, I mean, I'm just shopping. And people would ask, come up to me. I don't work in the store. This was one of the indications I noticed. And I would drop everything I was doing on my list. It didn't matter if it was a grocery store or I was shopping for clothes or whatever I was shopping for. They would tell me all their problems. Total strangers. They just come up to me randomly. Or they would ask me what I would get. What do you think I should buy? They would ask for the advice. And I remember coming home and sharing. I go, I'm having the strangest experience with this. And I would just spend everything. I would drop everything I was doing and I would help them. I would love to help them. I didn't care. But I wasn't working there. You know, it wasn't my job. They were just asking me. And if I'm sharing an experience because I want you to know that you may feel that sometimes if you are empathic. So people just, they just feel drawn to you, like you would know how to guide them. That's one of the ones there. So here's the big one. That's usually the one that you know where you're draining. Social situations drain you. You would prefer to not be in big crowds a lot. I will admit I'm one of those that I have to really work with that on a regular basis. But at the same time, I know that my inward time, my quiet time helps restore me so I can be healthy and be part of the community. If I leaned into this too much, I would just be totally antisocial. And I don't want to be antisocial. I just want to feel balanced. So these are different things to make you aware of, because if you feel drained by being around other people, you're absorbing and trying to process their side of a story or their perspective or their opinion. Everybody's entitled to the way they feel. That doesn't mean that's how you feel or you have to carry that like it's yours. I explain it that way because that's a lot of times how an empath is absorbing the energy of someone else. Like say your friend is upset about something and now you've absorbed that and now you're upset because you're just feeling it because she's upset or he's upset. And now you are trying to process something that really wasn't the way you felt about it at all. That's where I'm going to highly recommend, and this helped me a lot with that. When I was younger, it was really difficult for me with that one. You stop and you go, wait, and you ask yourself, is this how I feel? Or am I trying to make that mine and it's not mine? You can have compassion and have empathy for what that person's feeling or experience without it being yours. Now you have a healthy empathic response where you can listen, but you're not becoming what they have going on. So that's one of the things right there that's a little bit tricky, but it's just literally taking that moment and catching it and waiting, go like, if you really feel that way after you've been around others, you need to ask yourself that question. If you have to put it on a sticky note somewhere to remind you, okay, I just got back home. Do I feel okay? I mean, if you leave the house great and come back, or you were great and then you're around someone and now you're all out of sorts, you probably absorbed how they were feeling. We acknowledge, okay, wait, I was fine. I didn't feel like this. And now I'm feeling this. What had happened? You just acknowledge that, wait, I think I've absorbed someone else's. And you have compassion, and you're not upset with them. It wasn't that they tried to attack you. Most people are not aware all these emotions are being absorbed by empathic people. But the empathy is a very important role right now. You want it to be active and awake. It will alert you to the positive and the negative energies, but it's what you do with it. It's what you do with it that's going to help you the most. So I wanted to mention that. So how can we stop a drain that we've already felt? Say you are just feeling it. Say you feel it physically, and now you just feel downright sick because you were around it. First of all, we need to take it off about, okay, it's somebody else doing this to me. It's not. Most of the time, they don't even know. They're not even aware. It's just people are expressing. And because we reflect off one another, what the difference is, if it's reflecting to show you something, or are you absorbing it and keeping it like it's yours? That's the big one right there. That's where I will, and it's happened to me. It still will happen to me sometimes if I'm not paying attention. I'm not saying this is perfect, but you need some tools to do something about it. So you're already feeling drained. That's where I say we want to clear our energy. Whichever is your preferred method of clearing your energy, you can ask Archangel Michael to come in and say, help me to clear this and let it go. It's not mine. And you're not upset with someone else. You want to just send it, you know, like, no, this isn't mine. And you're focusing with that shielding to be inside with your own energy, not so much someone else's. You have compassion for what's going on around you, but it does not have to be part of absorbing into you like that. We're processing through. Sometimes we feel as an empath, we have to fix everything. Or as soon as something happens, it's like our responsibility to take care of it. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it is. I don't know. Which one is it? That's what you want to ask yourself. These are really important questions. So you can also clear your energy with, I love just taking the salt bath, taking a meditation and just truly just having that intention and closing your eyes for just 5 minutes and saying, let it go, clearing it. Intention will help you. If you practice releasing energy on a daily basis, especially when you're going through trying and challenging and stressful times like we are now, try to do it every day. Try to clear the day off. Don't let it pile up like weeks and weeks and months. You will find that it will help train you in your manifesting as well. It's a simultaneous two for two there. You will clear the energy you have. And at the same time, because you're practicing your intention that you're not going to hold it, now it leaves you open for the energies you want to receive and absorb. And it lifts your frequency to remove lower frequencies that are burdening you. So there is a way to have the compassion to feel and understand and listen to another without it tearing you down. The only way this improves is for you to actually practice with intention. So one of the best things to do is practice clearing. But instead, and I've mentioned this before in previous shows, when you're shielding up so you don't absorb, and you can put that intention out there, like just you're absorbing, you don't want to absorb it. You just like, help me to acknowledge and not absorb. So you're shielding up to not absorb the things that are affecting you that way, that so you can think clearly and you can respond to it much better. Your health will improve because the stress comes off when you take that kind of energy off. A lot of times you will find that physical pains ease. I'm not saying all of them, but they do, because energy is extremely powerful and affects this physical body. Stress is a big one. That's an energy. Fear is an energy that freezes you and locks you up where you don't feel like you can do anything. We just had a new moon yesterday. That new moon was very powerful. It is stirring emotions up. It's a stirring negative emotions up sometimes, maybe some anger, some frustration, some overwhelm, but it's also a catalyst for change. There's this feeling with this one this month where I know that I've got to do this different. I can't keep going the way it was. It's time to change it up. It's more of I'm just done with this. I'm done. And whatever it is in your life that you might be feeling that with. So you might be really experiencing it that way. So let's go over a couple of things here. Hang on, before I go to this next part, because we're going to talk about some reasons why empathy is an important skill to strengthen and develop. You're thinking, why do I want this? I want to shut it down and shield up. No. I'm not going to let you get away with it like that. I'm helping you strengthen it so it can empower you. That's what we're talking about. So back over to the live chat. Yes. And you know what? Thank you. As a mom, she's mentioning, as a mom, it's a struggle to put your needs first. That's a really common thing. I'm even that way. I get it. The mother instinct does whatever it takes. That's the bravest energy I have ever known. They will face anything for their children. Yeah. I'm like that about my dog too. Nobody messes with my dog, you know, and my dog is an Akita. She's a working class protective type of dog. And it's like, who's protecting who here? And I get that. And then we have to think about it because we want to take care of our children. They depend on us. They rely on us. And at the same time, there has to be some self-care for you at the end of the day, before they wake up, when they're at school. I don't know what their ages are, but things like that. Okay. And remember, guys, this energy of this month is intense. It is rattling our cages a bit, and it's shaking it up, and it's making things quite uncomfortable. And that's not to be like, oh no, it's a gloom and doom. No, it's to ignite and motivate us to find a better way. So if you focus on, okay, well, I'm really not liking what's going on right now, but what can I do? And sometimes it's about your individual life, because self-care is so important. Remember that. Remember that. And we work to do what we can do in our specialties, okay? We work with that. We can't do everything. That's why we have such diversity in personalities and different types of people and their strengths and their abilities. So we have also in the chat, we have, hi, Shadana. I'm glad you shared this. I used to be drained all the time and had no idea why until I learned to protect my energy with crystals. Yes, crystals are another way. And I will share, actually, I brought some with me today. Random people always just tell me all their business. Yes, that's a sign of an empath. Yes. I've been in doctor's offices waiting with my son. I remember when my son was like 15 and he was playing sports. So he had to get that physical, you know, so that he could play on the school team. And we're just sitting in the waiting room. And people waiting in the waiting room are telling me all about what they got going on. I mean, really personal stuff at times. I mean, I've had people just roll up their sleeves and pull up their pants legs and show me stuff. And my son, he was 15. So everything's kind of embarrassing when you're 15, I guess, to him. And he just looked at me and goes, Mom, why do these people just randomly tell you all their stuff like that? He goes, why are they telling you? He just didn't understand it. And I just remember that, reading that. So yeah, I have totally experienced that quite a bit. One of the things that I want to give you a heads up on with that, if that's something in your life, is don't feel like you have to be the one that knows it all. Don't feel like it, even though they think you do, be honest if you don't. Don't feel like, well, because that puts more stress on you. You're going to know a lot because that's the type of person you are, and you're going to gain knowledge constantly with this gift. And then there's going to be times where you don't know. There's no way anybody could know everything. That's the reality. I mean, that just makes no sense to me. I mean, I know a lot as the years have passed, but I don't know everything. Yeah, you'll find yourself saying, I don't know a lot. And that's okay. But they feel an energy from someone that has empathic tendencies or abilities that they trust. You're a person that they feel comfortable with. Like, yeah, what would you do? You know, they're just asking. They're not sure. So just know that. So what else do we have? We have, yes, the new moon, definitely a catalyst to make some job changes. Was a difficult couple of days energy-wise for me. I totally hear you, Robin. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Absolutely. So let's go over some important reasons why we would want to develop this skill, or if we are feeling drained from it. Oh, the crystals, before I forget. I have, believe it or not, I always have a crystal that I keep on my left side whenever I'm doing any energy work. And it's more of a, let me see if you can see it. I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of hard to see because of, we're on a one camera here. I don't have a way to close up that. This is a black onyx. I love the black onyx or anything that is a type of crystal like that. It just helps to, it helps me remember, don't absorb the negative energy. Don't absorb the things that are affecting you negatively is a more accurate way to say that, because it may not be negative to somebody else. Have you ever thought of it that way? It may not be a negative energy. Maybe it's just negative for you. Maybe it's just not affecting you very positively. So I always carry this on my non-dominant side. It helps me remember. It also is, magnifies that ability to, you know, no, you don't need that part. That's not going to absorb, because your non-dominant side, you're absorbing energy. So keep that in mind. So for some of you, that might be your right side. It might be your left side. Your non-dominant side, when you're working with crystals, your dominant side, I always carry a rose quartz, because it sends out love. It sends out love energy. It sends out a calming energy, a peaceful energy. It's a feminine energy of, you know, nurturing. So I like, you know, if something's coming at me, no, okay, help me remember not to absorb that, but also process. So here's mine. I don't know if you can see it. See, they're so small on the screen. Sorry. So you can look these up. Also, I keep clear quartz around, and this is when I know I'm overloaded, and this used to happen a lot, but I keep clear quartz around all my computers, because I have, and I'm sure Shadonna would know this one, but she's heard it before. I've blown 5 motherboards and computers, because if I get upset or I'm letting things get to me, and this was before I had a handle on it really well. I mean, I was working it. I was aware, but then, yeah, I just don't stay away from the computers if I'm angry. I know. But this is because the energy was overloading. But it was also part, the same part that could be toxic was also the part of me that I can send out healing energy, not anger energy. I just need to process and transmute it. So that's what I had to work with. This is all part of the energy movement. Like, energy can be transformed. Energy is energy. So it can be transformed from one frequency to another and transmuted. So Archangel Michael can help you with that, but you have to let go of it, so to speak. You have to release it, things like that. So this is just part of the work that we're really developing, and I'm trying to work with and give you more of that this year. So let's go over some of those. I got to keep moving to make sure I get this out to you, because it's so important. So 6 reasons. Let's go over 6 reasons why it's important to develop this, okay? If you are working with this, you're better equipped to deal with interpersonal feelings, okay? Maybe let's say you're shopping and you're at the cashier and she's out of sorts and or she's rude or he or, and you're like, wow, I didn't do anything. You know, that kind of thing, interpersonal feelings, you don't need to absorb that and let it ruin the rest of your day. Okay. It helps you strengthen things like that. You'll be more efficient at work because you're not being drained by office drama or what should we say? Remote drama right now. I don't know. Drama, just drama of the whatever is out there. And here we are moving into an age of Aquarius and we're going to be more community relating. Really good time to be strengthening this up. And you'll have a more powerful way to motivate others in a positive way. Another one would be, it helps you not be afraid to expand. Jupiter energy's out there, remember. Expand and get some things done that you've really been wanting to do. You'll broaden your horizons. Overall, your emotional, mental health will feel better. You'll be more optimistic about possibilities. And you'll have more focus that way versus everything that could go wrong. Okay. If that's all you're seeing, that's what you're going to notice. So you want to switch that. This is all part of the manifesting side of things. Okay. Another one would be you'll be able to read with your intuition, predicting somebody else's behavior or personality or what their intentions are. That's a very, very, very important protective shield, honestly, part of that shield. If you can acknowledge and recognize, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right to me. So you can make choices before you get too tangled up into something. There you go. Intuition is very, very powerful when it comes to manifesting your direction in life. If you were walking around and you just kept stumbling into situations, saying yes to everything because you don't want to hurt their feelings and you really don't want to do it. Now look at which way your life is headed down. But if you were standing strong and confident, you realize it's okay to say, no, that's not for me. And I get it. I've gone through all these things. And trust me, I still can feel that tendency, but I'm stronger at not letting it take me down the path anymore. Now, and I'm not saying it's perfect, but you know, no, doesn't feel right. Even if everybody else thinks, oh, it's great. Not for me. And I don't need to make a point and I don't need to prove it to anybody. You don't either. You don't need to prove it. You just need to know that you can trust what your inner self is telling you. You want to be able to trust that. Absolutely trust that. So let's see what else we have over here. Got some, let's see. My speaking up for what you want. Yeah. You probably are letting everybody else have center stage. I get that, Robin. Yes, I am a retired hairdresser and it really drained me daily. I understand that. Yeah. You're coming in close contact with people. I would come home and stay up for at least till 1 or 2 in the morning to have time to myself and recharge for the next day. I get that. Absolutely. So you acknowledge and you're aware of it. So you're not in that situation now. You used to do it is what I'm seeing retired, but that's a great example of what I'm talking about. Thank you, Michelle. Experience. You guys are relating. See, this is like a support group over here in the chat because we can relate because we're empathic people and you care. You care about the world. You care about people in your life, but you need to remember to care that you're okay. You need to make sure your self-care is balanced. So we've gone over a couple of things on self-care. So what is everybody doing? I'd like to hear. Do you have a daily practice? And one of the things that can help, and we were talking about it last week, where you can say, list 10 things for your gratitude for the day. That was great. That was brought up by one of the listeners last week that they were doing. And so that is a fantastic idea to do. It's like list 10 things you can be thankful for because it makes you feel better. It lifts your frequency. One of the things that will lift frequency is the drain is You need to pull up a little bit. So this is energy work that we're doing. And it's a choice. It's a choice to do that. You have your crystals. You can use crystals if that's the way you do it. You can use the salt bath clearings. And I like to use Himalayan salt. I just do. You can use baking soda in a bath with regular salt. I like Himalayan salt. If you only have a shower, you can put it in a plastic pitcher or something that won't break in the shower with you or whatever, or, you know, and take it in with you and pour it. Do kind of like a pouring over. You can just go to the sink and wash your hands in salt and it'll pull energy because salt's a conduit. We're working with the world and what it has available to us. And these are conduits. They pull water, pulls energy out. It draws the energy out, and so does the salt. So you combine them and it'll help pull it. That's why it feels so good after a long, crazy, stressful day to take a nice hot shower or a bath. Think about it. I mean, these are simple things that we do daily. Hopefully you do that on a regular basis. I mean, but it's just a simple thing. Sometimes if you need to get an idea of where you are in your energy, look around you in your physical space. How cluttered is it? Is it a hot mess? Does it need to be cleaned up? If you have dust, what's going on? Because dust is a dead energy. And so if energy's been moving through your home, through your car, or your workspace or whatever, and hasn't been like maintenanced, it lifts it. That's why doesn't your house feel better after you clean it? Think about it. Or you organize something. But if you look around, you'll be able to see where you are. If you are not eating well, if you're not resting well, what are you doing? I mean, you can use diffusers and aromatherapy too. I favor the lavender essential oils. And so we put lavender in the essential oil diffusers here in the house. And then if, you know, we're working with sinus or allergies or congestion, including my dog, because this is good for the dog too. Well, I add a little bit of eucalyptus to that. It actually really lightens up the air. You feel like you can take that deeper breath in. So we've been doing that too. But it's not impossible. You just have to take the time to do it. You have to allow yourself to do it. Some of the other things that can help is meditation, just taking that 5 minutes to close your eyes and just be. Literally just be. If you were to listen to something soothing, I like soothing, calm music when I need to settle. That's just something that I do because music has frequency, but it has to be something that lifts you, not causes the other emotions you're trying to get away from. But these are simple everyday things that we have available to us all the time. And sometimes we just get so caught up in what's happening and we just feel lost and frightened and overwhelmed. And yes, those experiences are happening here in January. They are, but they also are showing us where enough's enough. What can we do different? Remember that. And I want to remind everyone, if you haven't picked up the abundance calendar over at the website, go grab it. I'm going to be putting more things out on the site and they're coming very quickly. I'm working on them, but this will help you for listing and kind of keeping track on a month to month, how you're doing and what you could shift. It's kind of like a journal for the calendar. And it's a gift that I wanted to give everybody at the beginning. So go grab it. It'll be up there for a little bit, but why not start now? It's January. Why wait? It's never too late to start. So if you feel that you're one of those three types of empathies, you know, there was cognitive, emotional, compassion. Okay. So let's go over a couple more things and then I'm going to be just about out of time here. So if you're feeling burned out, feeling overwhelmed, I mean, that's just an inability to focus, to grow, to do anything. You start losing your interest in things. That means you need to stop and take a time out. You need to acknowledge, hey, wait a minute. I need to take a time out and rejuvenate. You really do. You don't want to feel like you're just surviving all the time. You want to feel like you're thriving. You don't want to feel exhausted and drained just because you went out into the world, because you're living your life. What are you doing about your stress? Are you exercising? Are you eating healthy? Are you sleeping? If you can't sleep all night and then you need to close your eyes during the day, then do it. Take a few minutes to do it. Just rest when you can. I mean, don't fret, but, and I mean, sometimes that's just temporary. Sometimes that's a sign of something else. But if you are preoccupied with being in somebody else's shoes so much that you need to try to fix it, it's not as balanced as you're thinking. Yes, you can help, but you can help better, a lot more efficiently, if your energy that you're sending out is balanced and it's strong and it's thriving. Because here's the thing. Remember, I was talking about, we had a channel on your non-dominant side where you're absorbing energy. And then on your dominant side is the energy you send out. So you're constantly receiving and sending out. So if you're not keeping it balanced and you're only receiving all of this energy that's affecting you like that, that's all you're going to be sending out is more drain energy. And that's what you don't want to do. That's why you feel like, oh my gosh, this is just feeling like I'm stuck in a cycle here. So taking that time to take care of you, it's important. It might be that you just need to go do something that you enjoy doing. And you feel like, I don't have time to do that. I need to do all this other stuff. I know, but there really is an importance in balancing life with not just chores, not just work, not just making sure everybody else is okay, but you've got to make sure you're okay too. You'll be able to take care of all those people that rely on you if you take care of you. This is so, so important for you. I want to take a moment and I want everyone to just, we have a few minutes left. So what I want to do is I want everybody to take a moment and just walk through this quiet affirmation meditation. If you can close your eyes right now, great. If not, you can listen later. But if you were to just take a moment, take a deep breath and slow the world down just for a moment, just slow things down. And I want you to visualize a fan on high speed. It's going so fast. That's what you probably feel like. You feel like the faster you go, the more you're getting behind when its energy is wearing you out like that. And as you're breathing in, you have that intention to slow the fan down to medium speed and just visualize the fan starting to slow down. If you need to visualize the switch that you're going to hit, then do it. But just take the breath in slower and exhale. I am slowing down and I am taking care of myself now. I am slowing down and I am taking care of myself now. I am slowing down and I am taking care of myself now. Now take another breath. You should start to feel a little bit of relaxation coming in. That I am is you're being clear with the universe. This is what you want and you want it now. Not like you hope it's going to happen in the future. You're slowing your breath down again, and we're going to take it to slow speed and close your eyes if you can. And if you didn't sleep all night, you might get sleepy. and take that breath in. I am slowing down now and taking care of myself now. I am slowing down and taking care of myself now. Slow it down a little bit more. I am slowing down and taking care of myself now. And so it is. And if you don't feel calm now, then stay with it a little bit longer. Anything you say behind I am is what you're wanting to put out to the universe that you want right now. I like to use the word now behind that. So it claims, I don't want it in the future. I want it right now. You found yourself 10 minutes after you took care of the family or whatever it is you're doing that day, all your chores, all your responsibilities. And now you want to just take a minute. Take a minute and do your I am slowing down. You can do that to yourself quietly and just breathe and just take a few minutes. Now, I don't know about you, but I really felt it slowing down almost immediately. And if you didn't, work with it by yourself and just be patient with it. But I really think you're going to find that it really moves things quickly to help you slow down, catch your breath, let go of the overwhelm, and you'll feel better now. And so it is. So how did everybody do? Oh, you're welcome. You love the calendar. Yes, the calendar is just the beginning, guys. So keep your eyes open over there at the website. So if you haven't grabbed it, go grab it. It's free. It's a PDF. You can print it out or you can work with it on your computer. It's something very simple, but it's to help you stay on track because we're going to be working with that. Thriving instead of surviving. Absolutely. You got that. I just want to say thank you to everyone that has showed up today for the show. I know that the world is a lot going on right now and it feels overwhelming at times, but know that your energy and your soul came here to be a part of an amazing time historically. And we are doing something about making this a better place when we work with what we can do better within our own lives first. That does happen to be starting with self-care. So if you have been afraid or felt that your empathic abilities or that highly sensitive part of you was a hindrance, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be. It absolutely is a part of you that's a gift that this world needs right now, but it needs it to be in a healthy fashion. So it's time to strengthen up the skills of empathy. It's time to have empathy without it affecting us and pulling us down. And the only way to be able to do that is to make sure you have self-care in check for yourself. So I will be focusing on putting some things out like that for you because I think it's so important right now. And I hope that everyone here has been here with the show today, has felt something that has inspired them. I'd love to know if you feel more motivated, more encouraged, more lifted, because that's the energy that I'm sending to you. So we can all lift one another. And I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. I know that if you're listening to this particular episode, then you're an important part of what the world needs right now. I don't want anybody to shut down empathy. In fact, I'd love to see more people bring it on. But we got to do it in a healthy fashion. We absolutely do. Now, remember this. Another affirmation I want to leave you with is, my intuition is my compass, It knows the way forward. Always know that your intuition is your inner compass. It's what you can trust above anything else.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.